The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
I'm so privileged to have Kyle Petty on the line with us right now on The Morning Jam. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning.
So good to have you. You guys are making your way to the D-Day Memorial today in your charity ride. Let's talk about that and where you're at right now and what time you expect to arrive.
We're still in Hot Springs. We're over at the Omni. We're going to leave here. I think we leave here about 9 or so.
Okay.
9 or 9:30, right along in there. We should be over at the D-Day Memorial about 11:30, 11:45. We're going to stay 2 or 3 hours.
Yep.
And it is just a fantastic place. So we're excited to come there, excited to be there. And all our riders are just, they're ready to come, man. They're ready to go be there.
Good. Well, that's awesome. Who's coming along? I think we have a couple celebrities. I think you all are celebrities across the board. But some notables, I believe your father is coming today and one of your cohorts that broadcasts on NBC.
Yes, Rick Allen, who is the voice of NASCAR on NBC, calls the races every week. My dad's with us, Richard Petty. Harry Ganna's with us. He'll be coming, and David Reagan, David won the 4th of July race and some of that stuff at Daytona, so yeah. David's been racing forever, so and we might have a surprise guest or two. We'll just see if they show up this morning. I'm not sure. When it's a little cloudy here, I don't know what it's like over there, so it might get a little damp at some point in time, but it's not going to rain all day, so
right.
Some people were willing to ride, some people want to set in the dry, so we're going to see how it goes.
So this ride typically runs from California to North Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, and you had to shorten it for some obvious reasons. Tell us how far the total ride will be this year, and then we'll get into why you guys even get on the bikes and do this.
Yeah, the total ride this year is we are doing something totally different, because our big ride, as you say, we've gone Maine to Miami, we've gone... You know, our 25th anniversary ride, we went Seattle, Washington, to Key Largo, Florida.
Wow!
So we came across at an angle. So, we've gone a little bit of everything. This year, we decided we would just putting everybody back together, just mm-hmm. bringing all the riders back together in one place. We chose the Homestead, the Omni Homestead over in the Hot Springs. We're coming out to Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
And then going back, tomorrow we go up to Seneca Rocks, and then we come back. And then the third day we go over to the New River Gorge Bridge, and then we come back. So it's only about a 600-mile total ride. It's about 100 miles out, 100 miles back every day. That's kind of what we've done. Because really this ride for us was about getting everybody back together, raising mm-hmm. some funds for Victory Junction,
yeah.
And just spending time as a group, spending time as the riders, because we've done it for 25 years. And we had so many people that have become a part of the Charity Ride family, so that was important for us to get back together.
Yeah, let's talk about Victory Junction and how it all came about through a tragedy, and out of that tragedy has come so many stories. I've heard other interviews that you've done where you've talked about some of these young people connecting and being lifetime friends. So let's talk about how it started and where you've been.
Yeah, Victory Junction is a camp for children with serious medical conditions and chronic medical conditions, and when I throw into that and life threatening, because it's asthma, it's diabetes, it's Crohn's, it's spina bifida. There's so many diseases and illnesses that these kids will fight their entire lives. And what we do, we bring kids to camp. It's totally free of charge. That's why we're out here raising funds with the Kyle Petty Charity Ride. But we've seen almost 90,000 kids and their families. Through camp and through our REACH program that goes out to hospitals and touches these kids. And, my oldest son, Adam, was killed in a racing accident in 2000. I'd been fortunate enough to visit a camp he and I had, and had been fortunate enough to drive some sports car races with Paul Newman. So Paul had built the hole-in-the-wall gang camps, and this is just an extension of a hole-in-the-wall gang camp. It's the same kind of camp. It's under their umbrella of serious fun, and it is just a phenomenal place where kids come. You get a 7 or 8 year old kid, child that comes who has spina bifida, and maybe he only has ever met one or two other kids in his whole life
mm-hmm.
That have spina bifida. And all of a sudden, here's a camp with 120 kids with spina bifida. And it just empowers these kids to know they're not alone in this world. They're not the only child with that illness. And they make friends that last forever, it seems like. It has been really, really, really amazing to watch these kids and watch their attitudes. And it's, I think for us, it brings you back to what's important. Mm. And cars riding around in circles and day-to-day life and things like that, we get aggravated sometimes. But these kids, they have life, and that puts everything in perspective.
Tell me what it's like for you, Kyle, and your dad, to help fulfill really a vision that your son Adam had.
You know, it's really pretty cool, honestly, because it's like, you know, my granddad raced, my dad raced, and I came along, and then Adam came along, but it seems like we raced for 50, 60, 70 years, and God's plan and the big plan was, hey, I'm going to let you guys drive race cars so people know who you are, and then you're going to build something and help other people.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way it is. We've been able to use racing as a platform,
mm-hmm.
Because people know who my granddad was, and they know who my dad was.
Right.
And you know, they know who I am. So it's we're able to use that as a platform to help other people, and it is incredibly gratifying to be able to give stuff back.
We're going to get to NASCAR here in just a second, but I want to give you the opportunity, Kyle, to let people know how they could give to this organization, this outreach to so many hurting kids.
Yeah, you can listen. You know, obviously, we're here for the Kyle Petty Charity Ride, and if you can go to kylepettycharityride.com, follow us on KP Charity Ride on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And there's a million ways to donate, to be a part of the ride, and to help us send kids to camp. If you go straight to the camp website, if you know a child that can benefit from this camp and want to send them to camp, remember, it's free of charge, totally free of charge to all parents and all kids. So you go to victoryjunction.org to find out more about camp and what camp's all about, and watch the videos, see how the kids do things. And if you know someone, please send them our way.
All right. They're going to be at the D-Day Memorial today from about 11:30 for about 2 to 3 hours. And there are quite a list of guests that Kyle has already talked about, with some surprise folks that may show up. We'll see what happens. Kyle, I have to, since I have you and I'm a huge NASCAR fan, tell me where you see, I know we just finished up Bristol, tell me where you see this next stage going and who you think is going to rise to the top. And then I want you to just give us a quick update on your dad's health.
You know what? I have no idea
okay.
The racing stuff is going. And that's the fascinating part about this year.
Yeah.
I think you have to – Kyle Larson is the guy.
Yeah.
He's just the guy right now. No matter what, it seems like he can run in the top two or three. But, you know, I think we saw some stuff lately with Denny Hamlin. I think we've seen some stuff with Chase Elliott.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the Hendrick cars have a lot of power. I was really surprised with Joey Logano, and pleasantly surprised with Joey Logano and Kevin Harvick on Saturday night at Bristol. But now we get back to the mile-and-a-half racetracks. Now we get back to what's really in the wheelhouse of the Toyotas and the Chevys, and that's going to be the telltale sign on which of those guys jump out. So, you know, you got to put Kyle Busch in there. You can never count Kyle Busch out, no matter what he says during an interview. You can't count him out. So I don't think at 12, I don't think we've got it narrowed down. I think Kyle Larson is a guy that we pretty much feel is going to make it to Phoenix and have a shot at the championship. But listen, even being in it every day, it seems like it just keeps moving around. I can't figure that one. But my dad's doing good. He's 84 years old, and he'll be out riding a motorcycle today. So you got to say his health's pretty good. And he's doing pretty good if he's willing to jump on a motorcycle today at 84 years old and come ride. So and he's looking forward to going to the D-Day Memorial. I'm not sure he's ever been up there, and we just raved about it when we went back. So I think he's looking forward to seeing this.
You know, one of my most special memories of NASCAR, because I've been in and out of being a fan, just because of life happens, you know. I mean, I remember stock cars as a kid, watching Cale Yarborough and all those guys running with your dad. But I think one of the most special moments is when President Reagan, and you got to correct me on this if I'm wrong, because I'm 62 now, memory's not as best, but when I believe he called that race, that final race that your dad did, and he was, because Reagan was a broadcaster, what was that like for you guys to have the President of the United States doing that?
Yeah, you know what, that was a huge moment for us. Obviously, my dad wins this race. He wins his 200th race at Daytona, and President Reagan gives the command to start the engines, and he's there, and we all get together when the race is over with. But It was a big moment for the sport. When you look at the sport and they look at big moments, they always flash those pictures up of Reagan in the press box with Ned Jarrett and my dad and Bill France Jr. and all those guys. So I think it pretty much, for a lot of people, it legitimized what this sport was.
Yeah.
Because so long it had been a Southeastern sport, that you ran in Georgia and Virginia and North Carolina and Alabama, and that was it.
Yeah.
That's all people really wanted to know about stock car racing. But as soon as the president shows up, people in California are like, well, what's this thing they're doing with these cars out there on the East Coast? So it was it legitimized it in a lot of ways, and it was a big personal moment for our family.
Well, I want to be sensitive to your time. I know you have other interviews lined up. Kyle, maybe if we get a chance to have you on the air again, I'd love to talk to you about motorcycles. I mentioned with you before we went on the air that I used to race dirt bikes.
Yeah.
I think you had an MX 125 Yamaha, if I'm not mistaken, at some point.
I was a Yamaha. I was a Yamaha guy long many years ago.
And
I rode dirt bikes, I was definitely a Yamaha guy.
Yeah, I was KX 125 is what I started out with, and I ended on a KX 400, which is quite a difference in power. But anyways, be safe out there as you ride today and getting to Bedford, you, your father, and everyone else. God bless you for what you do. And I just got to say, you guys have a dual legacy running. And the legacy of your racing and the legacy of Victory Junction and both are worth taking a good look at. And we thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me, man. I really appreciate it. And we'll be safe getting over there and hope everybody comes out and sees it.
Amen to that. Kyle Petty here on the Morning Jam. Wow, Janet.
You can die happy now.
I'm all goosebumped up here now. So just such a pleasure to...
It's like a little boy at Christmas.
Well, I mean, this is the guy that... He's one of the analysis commentators for NASCAR.
So did you know that Senior was going to be with him today?
Well, it was on the list that he was... But I'll tell you what surprised me is that Senior is still riding. He rides a trike, a big Harley trike.
Right.
And I didn't know he was actually going to be on the road today.
That's
amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
So...
Yeah, this is a once in a lifetime chance for maybe some folks. So hopefully they'll go out and make sure they've got a nice showing today.
I can die with a smile on my face
now.
You're
just all but blushing.
And when I listen
so cute.
When I listened to an interview with Kyle yesterday that he did just about 3 weeks ago, in my research, I didn't realize he was such a motorcycle enthusiast, riding dirt bikes. There's
If you look at his social media, that's what he's usually doing.
He's a bike guy.
Yeah.
And he said he actually almost got into racing motorcycles. That would have been a treat to see him on two wheels in some motocross. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.